Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
As spring greenup begins this year, producers may feel the urge to turn animals out to pasture. But the right time to start grazing often comes later than we might think. Before turnout, we need to answer two key questions. When should we start grazing and which pastures should be grazed first? The amount of grass growth by a given date varies from year to year, depending on spring temperatures and precipitation. That's why basing turnout on calendar dates rarely works well. Initial spring growth comes from energy reserves stored in the roots and crowns of the grass plant. Grazing too soon can deplete those reserves and reduce production because not enough leaf area is present to fully support photosynthesis and regrowth. To give plants time to recover, wait until cool season grasses reach at least the 3 to 4 leaf stage before grazing begins, whether in mixed pastures or straight cool season stands. This year, with a warmer-than-average spring and dry conditions since last fall, delaying turnout even further, if possible, is recommended. This will allow grass plants to maximize growth given current soil moisture conditions and result in greater season-long production. Which pastures are grazed first matters too. Changing the grazing sequence from year to year helps improve plant vigor by avoiding repeated stress at the same time each year. This is especially critical for native range or mixed pastures. Introduced grasses like crested wheatgrass and smooth brome can handle early season grazing pressure better, so grazing them first is often a good strategy. This allows more time before turnout on native pastures. This spring, patience at turnout may be one of the best ways to protect your pasture health and make the most of the grass that you have. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.